track six. And now we're back to news stories. Bower tops out new King's Kurzweil site. Ashburton-based medical device manufacturer Bower Medical UK celebrated the topping out of its new site in King's Kurzweil on Monday, February the 3rd. Topping out is the milestone reached in construction when the final beam is placed on top of a building, marking the completion of its structure. Bower marked the occasion with a German Richtfest at the site and Oak Tree Business Park, reflecting the firm's German links. Jens Krober, CEO of the Bower Medical Group, travelled from Germany to join directors from the UK part of the firm, along with representatives from Teignbridge District Council and personnel from the construction teams and architects. Bower Medical was founded in Ashburton in 1978 and became part of the German firm Bower Electronic in 2016. The topping out ceremony combines the firm's German and Devonian heritage with a toast of German beer being raised for the good fortune of the building and its future occupants, followed by a Devon cream tea under the rafters. In German culture, this moment is often marked by gratitude to the team who brought the project to life, brick by brick and beam by beam, explained Bower Medical UK Managing Director Chris Graham. So let me take a moment to echo that sentiment and extend our deepest thanks to all the people who have made this vision a reality. Bower Medical hopes to open its new King's Kurzweil site in September. It will manufacture the firm's Lotus ultrasonic surgical instrument, which is used to cut soft tissue while minimising blood loss. The site will also serve as the firm's UK operational and training hub.
Video appears to show wild boar roaming on moor. Video footage of what appears to be wild boar roaming freely on Dartmoor has surfaced. The video, shared to Bespoke Engaging Education Services, BEES, Facebook page, seems to show a herd of six boar. Due to excessive hunting, wild boar became extinct in the UK during the 13th century. In the 20th century, though, they were reintroduced as livestock, and some hogs managed to escape captivity in the 1980s and the 90s, re-establishing a wild population. At present, the largest population of around 1,000 animals is in Kent, with the Forest of Dean and Dorset also home to boar. Bespoke Engaging Education Services founder Nathan Potts said, "One of our contacts had an unexpected encounter on Saturday, February the 8th, in the Dartmoor National Park. A group of six boar, casually going about their piggy business. Unfortunately, we're not able to share the location for a number of reasons," he said. "The fact that these boar were very unfazed by humans makes them quite a concern. The males have huge tusks and can cause significant damage if provoked or not respected or protecting their young. There's also the fear that poachers may target them. Wild boar are occasionally seen or have been spotted on Dartmoor, although video footage is rare."
Dog visit opens children's eyes to visual impairments. Children at a primary school in Teignmouth discovered how some four-legged friends can play an important role in helping people with visual impairments. Guide dog Ridley, an ambassador for charity Guide Dogs, and his handlers Peter and Mary Boston visited Our Lady and St. Patrick, that's OLSP Primary School, to give the children a first-hand account of how guide dogs help their owners to live independently. Peter and Mary explained how these special pups undergo years of training so they can help their owners. Ridley showed the children how he helps with everyday tasks and demonstrated locating doors, stopping at pavements, and avoiding obstacles. The children were very impressed about how Ridley was able to respond to specific commands as part of his role in helping guide his owners navigate safely through the world. To get more of an idea of life with a visual impairment, some of the children also tried a braille exercise with Peter and Mary. It was a brilliant day out for us all, added Peter. The children were so keen and listened to all I had to say about our wonderful charity guide dogs.
Sea Shanty Festival hailed a success. A sea shanty festival held in King's Kurzweil earlier this month has been hailed a great success by organisers. The festival, held at King's Kurzweil Village Hall on the 1st of February, was a complete sellout. We were turning away people at the door, commented Roger Jones from the King's Kurzweil Action Group. Five sea shanty bands took part in the event. The Out of Tuners, Midsummer Gurnards, the Wrecked Again crew, All Hands on Deck, and the Harbour Boys. The proceeds of the event will go towards King's Kurzweil Action Group to improve the appearance of the village and the quality of life in King's Kurzweil. The group recently donated £800 to provide a shed for the village toddler group, and it spends £6,000 per year to maintain flower planters.
Police in drugs crackdown. Two people were arrested in Tynmouth after police pulled over a van. A search of the vehicle uncovered an amount of suspected cocaine. The pair were arrested for being concerned in the supply of a Class A controlled drug, and one was also arrested on suspicion of driving while over the prescribed limit of a controlled drug. The search happened on Friday. The arrests were part of action by the Tynmouth and Dawlish neighbourhood police team. Earlier, officers assisted the trading standards team visiting commercial premises in the town. Illegal cigarettes, tobacco and vapes were seized to the approximate value of £4,700, which was uncovered during the operation. A spokesman said this was only possible due to direct information from the community, so good work, Tynmouth.